This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. May 2nd update for pandemic.news. Mike Adams here. Thank you for joining me. If you held on to your stocks through the last market crash, you know, minus 30% or so, and then the rebound, you should thank your lucky stars that you have a new opportunity to sell before the 50% crash comes. That's the topic today. Now, of course, I can't tell you what to do with your own finances. You should check with a professional, i.e., someone who didn't see any of this coming. No, but seriously, just as a disclaimer, I can't give you financial advice. I can only tell you what I observe and what I'm doing. I've been out of the market for many, many years. And so it doesn't matter to me, frankly, whether the market goes up or down. I don't own any stocks for reasons that I've outlined before. But many people, I would say most Americans, they still suffer under the illusion that the assets they think they have in the stock market are real. They're not real. It's a Ponzi scheme. Now, when Bernie Madoff ran his Ponzi scheme for, 20 years or something? A multi-billion dollar Ponzi scheme. And he had money from really some of the most successful and even some of the wealthiest people in North America who had money with him. And he was producing a 1% return every month, month after month, year after year. Steady. Not really any ups or downs. 1% per month. Now, compounded, that's, of course, over 12% per year. It's actually a very generous return. In fact, too good and too steady. But people thought that that money was real. And you know why they thought it was real? Because they never asked for it back. In other words, they never asked to redeem the assets. As long as they got statements from Bernie Madoff, they thought, oh, this is the money I have. It's just like getting a statement from your online broker that you think you have, X number of shares of Microsoft and X number of shares of Boeing. And you think that those shares are worth X number of dollars. Guess what? It's all illusion. None of it's real until you sell. Nothing is real until you sell when it comes to Wall Street. What is real, you might ask? And of course, we've had talks about this before, but what is real is a very, very short list. What is real is physical gold that you can touch. Physical silver, physical land, farmland, especially food-producing farmland with water rights and so on. That's real, and that's why it has real value. What else is real? A roof over your head, residential real estate, commercial real estate that has value because tenants can pay rent. What's real? Well, museum-quality fine art. That's a tip I got from Jim Rickards from reading all of his books. Not that I'm saying you should invest in museum-quality fine art. I don't, because I don't know anything about fine art, so I stay away from that. But I sure know about gold and silver and land and a roof over your head. You see, there's going to be a financial reset, a global reset. Everybody's so-called money that's in the markets and that's in the banks and that's in bonds will vanish simultaneously overnight all around the world. And most of the globe will start over with things that are real, gold and silver and land, and actually owning a business, for example, a factory that produces something, a commercial building, residential homes and buildings, things that are real, that you can touch, that are physical. And whatever people owned that was virtual, i.e. digital numbers on a digital screen on a web page where you log in to Wells Fargo, or JP Morgan Chase, or Bank of America. You log in and they show you numbers as digital and you think that's real, it will be gone. You will lose it because it's not even there. It's only there as long as a very tiny number of people try to redeem it. Trust me, I mean, you know about bank runs. Banks, because it's a fractional reserve system, if even 10% of their customers show up and say, give me all my money in cash, I want to empty my accounts. They could not do it. They could not do it. They would fold. But the same thing is true with stocks. So many people own stocks, you know, FANG stocks like Netflix and Apple and Google and so on. even those stocks are sky high beyond real world valuations. And everybody who owns those stocks thinks they have the aggregate amount of money that's represented by the last purchase price of just one stock. Everybody who holds that stock thinks that all of their stocks are worth the value of the last single stock that was bought or sold. It's an illusion. And now those stocks are being propped up by Federal Reserve bailout money to save the stock market. I mean, think about this. In the last month, in April, America suffered record unemployment, as many as 50 million Americans unemployed. Never happened before in the history of our world. America has suffered record declines in productivity, in business output. Home sales are plunging. Incomes are plunging. Bankruptcies are skyrocketing. Unemployment skyrocketing. Homelessness now about to have a whole new wave. And yet, during that month, the stock market set a record in gains, the highest gaining month, the strongest gains since 1974 for any month in the market. How can that be? If the stock market reflects reality and reality sucks, how can the stock market be record gains? Because it's being artificially propped up with fake money. That fake money, fiat currency, bailout money, it's an illusion, just like Bernie Madoff. It was an illusion. He sent out statements telling people, you have all this money. It was all fake. He made it all up. Eventually, the Ponzi schemes implode. And by the way, every episode of hyperinflation in the history of the world, whether we're talking about Weimar Germany or Venezuela or, you know, other countries throughout world history, every single one of them began with massive printing of money to bail out government interests or stock markets, or corporations that were, in many cases, partially owned by governments. It all began with money printing. Money printing caused hyperinflation and led to collapse. And did you know that in Weimar Germany, the stock market kept going up as the government kept printing more money? So as the country was headed into hyperinflation, where you needed wheelbarrows of money to purchase a loaf of bread, the German stock market was making record gains. Yeah, you might have thought, if you didn't know history, you might have thought, well, gosh, the German stock market surely must have been plunging during the Weimar era as they were headed into hyperinflation and monetary debasement. Surely the stock market would have been going down. Nope, it was skyrocketing because the government was propping it up. Sound familiar? That's what's happening in America today. Now, again, I can't tell you what to do. I'm not your financial advisor. But there, in my view, there is it's almost like a reprieve. There is an opportunity now to sell, to be among maybe the 1% who can get out, to sell stocks now before the 50% plunge. And it might be way worse than 50%. It might be 70% or 80%. Some stocks will surely collapse, you know, 100%, because it's all artificial. It's all fake. At the end of this game, and it's not just about selling stocks, I should add. It's also about not being left holding dollars when the music stops, because the dollar will collapse. Just like every fiat currency in world history, it will fail when it is no longer tied to the gold standard. So when the dollar was disconnected from gold, which I think happened under Richard Nixon in 1971, may not be 100% correct, but I think it was 1971 under Richard Nixon, decoupled the dollar from gold in what he said was going to be a temporary measure. Well, how temporary has it been? It continues to this day, you know, 50 years later, basically. So that allowed government to keep printing money, to keep creating fake currency, to keep bailing out and buying up assets so the government would own the means of production, i.e. fascism. And now the Fed's balance sheet is headed towards $10 trillion, which means the Federal Reserve, which is a private global banking cartel, will own much of the U.S. economy. A group of powerful global elite bankers will own much of the U.S. Does that sound like a free market to you? Does that sound like capitalism to you? Does that sound like a fair system? Or does that sound like a rigged system? A rigged system. Yeah. It's rigged and it's designed to confiscate the wealth of the working class. And that's accomplished by looting everything that you've ever earned. All your savings, all your retirement money, everything that you think you worked for, that you think you saved up, will be gone because the financial reset will just destroy the value of everything you have that's held in dollars and in stocks and bonds. The only thing that you will be left with and what you will have to restart your life with will be the physical things that you own, gold and silver and land. Buy a farm, you know, buy a food producing farm. Convert your soon to be worthless dollars into a farm might be one of the strategies to look into. So there aren't very many opportunities in life where you get a second chance. This is one of those rare opportunities. Take a good hard look at this situation and read books by Jim Rickards, by the way. James Rickards, I think, is his author name on Amazon. Road to Ruin and others. And he'll tell you the same thing, because a lot of what I am telling you kind of summarizes what he has said. But thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams here. I want you to be safe. Keep reading pandemic.news and watch my videos and podcasts on Brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.